And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 26th of April, 2015. It's the birthday of the philosopher Ludwig Wittgenstein, born in Vienna, 1889, who said, "Philosophy is like trying to open a safe with a combination lock. Each little adjustment of the dials seems to achieve nothing. Only when everything is in place does the door open." Wittgenstein, who also said, "All I know is what I have words for." It's the birthday of John James Audubon, born on Haiti in 1785, grew up in France. When he was 18, liable to be drafted into the Napoleonic Wars, his father got him a false passport so he could escape to America. He was fascinated by birds in America. He began to study them more closely. He found some eastern phoebes nesting in a cave, and he had read that they returned to the same spot to nest every year. He wanted to test that idea, so he sat in the cave for days reading a book until they were used to him and they let him approach, and he tied string to their legs to identify them, and sure enough, the next year the same birds were back in the cave. It was the first known incident of banding birds. He fell in love with a woman named Lucy Bakewell in Kentucky on the Ohio River, and to get her father's permission to the marriage, Audubon opened a store, became a businessman. He was not a very good one, though, and so Lucy took on the breadwinning responsibility as a schoolteacher, and Audubon traveled all over the country collecting specimens for his book. Birds of America came out in 1838, a big book 2 feet wide, 3 feet tall, 435 life-sized, hand-colored plates of birds. It was a great success. It's the birthday of Frederick Law Olmsted, born in Hartford, 1822, best known as the man who designed Central Park in New York. He also wrote books about slavery in the South. He drained the salt water and sewage from Boston's Back Bay and created the Fenway. And he was a leader in the conservation movement, helping to preserve the Yosemite Valley and Niagara Falls. And it's the birthday of the novelist Anita Loos, born Mount Shasta, California, 1889. She was a successful Hollywood screenwriter. She had a crush on H.L. Mencken, but he preferred young, dumb blondes. So she wrote stories about just such a person, stories that became the novel Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, a big success in 1926. Here's a poem for today by Wyatt Prunty, Learning the Bicycle. The older children pedal past, stable as little gyro, spinning hard to supper, bath, and bed, until at last we also quit, silent and tired, beside the darkening yard where trees now shadow up instead of down. Their predictable lengths can only tease her as, head lowered, she walks her bike alone, somewhere between her wanting to ride and her certainty she will always fall. Tomorrow, though, I will run behind, arms out to catch her. She'll tilt, then balance wide of my reach, till distance makes her small, smaller, beyond the place I stop and know that to teach her I had to follow, and when she learned, I had to let her go." Learning the Bicycle by Wyatt Prunty. From Balance as Belief, published by John Hopkins University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation. Throughout the month of April, their favorite poem project, Florida, invites Floridians to submit their favorite poem. Florida-based listeners can submit their nominations at poetryfoundation.org/favorite-poem-Florida. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.